We had an event yesterday. It's really nice. It was at Lexington Utilities locally.
What, our fifth year there, maybe, at least?
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah.
Beautiful. They open like a little carnival atmosphere for all the folks who do the work around town and around the county.
Paving, natural gas, customer service, linemen for the county, all of them.
And they have, yes.
Linemen for the county. That's awesome.
And exactly. They'll demonstrate what they do, and we're out, you know, giving away T-shirts. The day could not
free lunch, free popcorn.
Hot dogs. Everyone having a very nice time. And then, I'd say about 40 minutes before we were set to leave, we were there 11:30 to 1:30. This probably happened 10 to 1, something like that. You know I'm in charge of the wheel.
Okay. You are.
It's Jesus does not take that wheel.
No.
I take the wheel. When someone says Jesus take the wheel, I said slide over.
Ooh.
I'll take this wheel. The wheel works like this. You spin the wheel. If you land on the word win, we give you a T-shirt.
How's this work? I'm playing the part of every single human who ever sees a prize
yes.
wheel.
How much is this? I'm playing the guy behind him. How much does this cost?
It's free. It's one, but you only get one spin.
Ain't nothing in life free.
Can I spin again?
No. Does it matter which way I spin it?
No.
What do I have to land on?
Win.
What do I win?
Where are those spots?
That T-shirt.
How much are the T-shirts?
They're free, but you have to win them.
How do I win?
Can I just buy a T-shirt?
No.
Is that a DVD?
It is.
Of?
1923, a Yellowstone spinoff.
A spinoff.
Okay.
Which one? Is that the one with Kevin Costner?
No.
It is not.
No. So.
Get any mediums?
No. We have large, extra large, and 2XL, and we will run out before we're done.
Okay. I'll take an extra large and sleep in it.
My child just won. She can have an XXL. That's what we're doing here today. And we will not bring enough T-shirts,
yes.
So with 30 minutes to go, we will run out.
Yep, and we'll be writing down emails.
Man, that steams me every time. I said to the guy in charge one time, we've got 1,000 T-shirts in the basement. Why don't we take 200 to every event?
Fill up the truck.
What's the worst that happens? You bring home 150. You know what? Why should we ever run out of T-shirts? That's inner office, though.
That's inner office.
You'll never win that battle.
I don't know why, but you'll never win.
Why.
It's like they send us with 15 T-shirts. We had a crowd, you know, 200 people spinning the wheel. We have 15 T-shirts. We're down to two. One's an XL. One's a, you know, double XL. And I always say, why? Why aren't there 200 in the truck? Why? I'm sorry, I'm on edge because of what happened. You don't even know what happened. So we're spinning. It's a lovely day. It's beautiful. I say, I'm in charge of the wheel. You know, our promotions guy, Brad, he sometimes takes over the wheel. I said, Brad, get out of the way. I'm doing this wheel.
He's a big fella.
Yeah.
Easy now.
He's the guy that everybody thinks is Biggie.
Always.
Yeah.
He's a bigger fella.
Larger individual.
Oh, Biggie's here.
No.
No.
Not him. Is that BB Shea?
No.
Not him either.
Jolly, very jolly man, Brett. And we'll interact a lot. These events, we've done them 1,000 times. This is the second time I've had this happen, okay? And I'll tell you exactly how it was. 10 till 1, again, everyone having a nice time. The way it's set up is I'm next to the wheel. Chris Dim's 10 feet down, handing out the T-shirts when people win.
You're at the first end of the table, and I'm at the back end.
Back end of the table. He's handing out can huggers and making conversation. I move people through without conversation.
Sure.
Right? Chris Dim genuinely cares and asks.
Yep. Introduce yourself,
engage.
Shake hand, spin wheel.
Mm-hmm. So a guy comes through, and he's got a walker. He's one of those where you can lean on it and walk with it, and if you want to sit down on it, you can.
It has the wheels.
Yes. And a little bench.
A little bench.
And oh, yeah.
I see you're shopping.
I've scooped these out.
Oh, top of the
is
line.
Is that Amazon Prime Day?
This is top of the line.
Yeah, the little bench seat, yeah.
The Cadillac of walkers. And he comes through, and I say, step up, spin the wheel. One spin is free. Land on the word win. You get a free T-shirt.
How do you do this?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Land. What do I have to land on?
He spins win. It. Okay, that's it.
He actually won.
Oh, did he win?
Ah.
He won a shirt. That's what slowed up the line.
All right.
Okay.
So Walker guy wins the shirt. He moves down to Chris Dim slowly to get his shirt. Okay.
Now, realizing that he is walking with difficulty, I want to put the I'm trying to fold up his shirt to put it in the goodie bag.
Yeah. All right. That makes perfect sense. Now, I didn't even remember that he won. He moves down. Next person comes up in line. Now, this person is able-bodied, you know, typical mid-50s guy, comes up to spin the wheel, spins it, did not win. Well, his attitude was, like many, I'll never win.
So you might. I've never won nothing in my life. I'm never going to win.
So you might. You never know. Take a spin. He spins it. He does not win, okay? Now, again, there are tons of people around. And then he says, I told you I'd never win. And as he turned, his one foot caught on the other. And now he's like, his face is pointed to me and his back is to Chris Dim. And I see him start to lose his balance. And I was about 5 feet from him and table between us and wheel and people. And I said, look out, look out, look out. And I stepped around to try to catch him because I knew he was going down. He was starting to topple. And I tried to reach out and get it. I was probably a foot short. I wanted to be a hero so badly. You know how I do. Always want to be a hero. And I missed out that opportunity. So all I could do is yell, look out, look out, look out, look out. No one looked out. No one looked up. He toppled. He hit the guy in with the walker. That guy goes down.
Who lands on?
Chris Dim, feeble radio personality. He goes down.
So within a matter of an instant, three adults on the ground in front of the wheel.
Now, look, though, Chris Kelly is standing. This is his moment to shine.
I know.
Did the ER theme start playing?
Yeah.
You've been waiting for this moment your entire life. This is hero time. You got three down in front of you like dominoes.
What do you do?
I stepped back.
Hey, Brad.
Well, Brad didn't know what to do either, and Kristen was immediately up, but the two others were down. And Walker guy was like tangled in our tent.
It was a nightmare. The wheels got caught up in the legs of the tent. He was terrified. He landed on me.
And he didn't see it coming. I mean, his back was turned.
No, he was blindsided.
It was like a bowling pin. The other guy was the bowling ball and hit him. And the other guy took the worst of it, though. The guy who fell.
He went down and just was not really... He didn't move for just a couple of seconds, which was terrifying.
It was a while. Yeah, he was down. And I mean, I thought, is he getting up? And he wasn't. And at that point, we said...
Pickleball at two.
Okay.
Please get up.
I was like, you got to get up. So
you're fine, champ.
Well, that's what I thought. He's just going to get up. But after a couple of seconds, he's not. He was laying there like immobile. And the other guy was just startled and you felt like we'd get him up. So then Chris Dim said, don't move him because he was on the ground.
Yeah, the guy who fell first.
On the ground.
So his friends were trying to get him up, and even I know, don't move this guy.
Could have been a neck injury, head. Could have been. I mean, I think he banged his head on the concrete.
Oh,
so I said,
I've got pickleball. Not loudly, but just to those nearby.
I turned to the dignitaries and said, I can't.
I'm contractually. I can't. My time is almost up.
I can't stay for all of this.
I know two were on the ground, and you know. But I said, is there an EMT? We need an EMT. I can't tell you how nonplussed anyone was by this. No one came running. I thought doctors and nurses would come running from afar.
In the past, Biggie, as we've mentioned before, we've done this event 4 or 5 times, loaded with police officers, deputies. There were just none there.
Nobody. Nobody came running. I mean, his friends were crouched around in both.
There goes Rick.
Yeah. And then, finally, a volunteer firefighter came over and said, let me... He took control, which was nice. Now he takes control, and we all back off. They decide they're going to call 911 to get an ambulance there, which was probably necessary because he was not getting
out.
Yeah.
And so they got his sunglasses had fallen off. His cigarettes went flying out of his pocket. I noticed when he came up to me, cigarette breath, and...
Breast pocket
cigarette. I thought, no, I don't know how many people carry cigarettes in their breast pocket anymore. As he spun.
Yeah, you don't see that much anymore.
Moments later, they were flung to the ground.
Oh, God, yeah.
His friend said, I'm tucking your cigs into your pocket. But he was laying immobile, you know. See, it was rough. The volunteer firefighter did take over and started saying, like, what's your name, what day of the week is it? You know, an interesting.
Can you feel your feet? Can you feel your back?
When he said to him, what day of the week is it? I thought to myself, what day of the week is it?
Yeah.
I had to think.
Yeah, you know, they will ask you that. Yeah. I've taken a ride or two in an ambulance.
Yeah, you can speak to this.
When I was really sick the one time, they did ask me, you know, what day, do you know what day it is? Do you know what year? Because they thought my fever was so high that I might be.
It's Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
I had to remember back. What did we do? Oh, it was Throwback Thursday. Yeah. It was a Thursday that this happened. And it was a surprisingly long time before, like, ambulance.
I know.
Now we're sitting. Now it's like 10 minutes he's been down. They get the other guy up, the guy that got toppled in the.
We get him into his chair where he's just kind of catching his bearings.
Okay. But the guy who went down hardest was still on the ground. And now it happens. Now, again, he's laying adjacent to the wheel. Well, he's probably 6 feet from the prize wheel. And now.
Blood trickling out of the back of his head.
Blood is trickling. He banged his head. Blood is trickling. Volunteer firefighter there.
Hand me one of those t-shirts for the bleeding. We only have a limited set.
We have two left. They don't bring enough t-shirts. I've had a conversation with the guys.
I'll tell you what. I'll give it to you, but we're going to need it back.
Yep.
With blood, doesn't matter.
It's fine. Then people start to come up. Yeah, I know he's laying there, but can I just spin this wheel?
Oh, yeah, we don't care. How many phones came out?
Not as many as you might think.
Okay. Not many.
Yeah, thankfully.
Good. We've made progress with that at least.
I cannot tell you how many people came up wanting to try to win a t-shirt with the wheel, where the man is laying there bleeding on the ground.
You can hear the siren in the distance.
In the distance. You're starting to hear it. And I said, well, let's wait until the ambulance gets here before we start re... I didn't want that man to look up in his haze and see the... Right. I thought maybe we can restart at about 10 minutes.
Sure.
But not yet. Well, then the ambulance gets there. And again, person after person, I know there's an ambulance and everything, but can I spin this wheel? No.
Yeah. I've been waiting for a while.
Finally, we told Brad, dismantle the wheel. Get it
down. Take it down.
Take the wheel down. So he took the wheel down. Now there's no reason for people to come over. They moved another tent to sit over the man to give
over
him
the triage area.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, you actually have a triage tent now.
And then the ambulance guys, the paramedics, now they really go in depth with him. They finally get him up. They sit him. They take his vitals, all that kind of stuff. They ask him all the questions. Well, 1:30 comes. He's still sitting there, ambulance in front of tent. And I say, I've got
pickleball. I have to be there. You don't understand.
You know, I'd love to stay and see how this turns out, but remember, I have other commitments, so I had to go. And we never restarted that wheel. Never.
No, it's the only time it's ever happened.
I had a woman once, you were not there, this is 10 years ago, faint after she had spun. She was behind the tent, and she fainted. It was very hot. She was young. She was about 16.
Sorry, guys. She just met me. This happens sometimes.
And she went down and fainted. But it wasn't nearly the chaos or commotion. They got her some water. She sat right back up. They didn't have to call anybody. This guy was in much worse shape. And it was scary. I mean, that was a scary moment.
Yeah, I thought of you, Biggie, because the guy with the walker... He was most concerned about his blood pressure because he said, I'm in AFib.
He kept saying that.
Yeah, he's worse off than me. But yeah.
You're in a flutter.
I'm in flutter, but you do have to watch that kind of thing. They always tell you.
I did see the first paramedic on scene took his blood pressure and his oxygen and his pulse, and they were great.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So he checked out fine. He was just shaking up.
Modern medicine, baby. Keeping us going.
Well, that guy didn't get the worst, though. The guy who did the fall.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking to myself, man, if I had been just a little faster, I could have caught that.
I know.
And everybody would have said, oh, you're a hero.
That's all you want.
I know. It's all I want is to be like... I would have said,
where's the TV news camera?
Where's the news camera?
And think about it. You're fit now. You can show off your muscles by catching another human being.
Exactly.
Yeah. I work out. That's why I was able to catch not one, but two. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say, oh, my God, I saved lives here. So I wanted to get behind the guy and catch him. But I reached out to him. His face was like, and then away from me. It was like slow motion, you know.
And you could have shown how good of a person you were by, before you left, taking one of the t-shirts and laying it across his chest like, yeah, the paramedics are here, but you won today.
I didn't.
Today you're a winner.
I didn't do. In fact,
you're
I was
too precious.
Mostly, I was thinking we got 40 minutes to go and two t-shirts left. What are we going to do?
I'm going to need somebody to fall.
Well, one guy came up to me and said, man, did you shove that guy? I said, no.
No.
I did not shove that
no,
guy.
No, and don't you start that rumor.
I did. I saw he took a step. He tripped over his feet. He took a step, and then he was going backwards. And it was, I saw it happening, like in slow motion. I was like, this is going to happen.
I was going to say, that's one of those moments where you're like,
and I thought, this is going to happen. It was really unsettling.
But as Kelly mentioned, you know, we still had time on our clock, as it were.
Yes.
And some people were coming up and saying, you know, P1s who had heard us on the show, on the radio talking about it, and said, hey, man, would you mind if we get a photograph? And I'm like, well, why don't we turn around this way so the flashing lights of the ambulance aren't in the background? I'm sorry for all the chaos. And they're like, what chaos? Well, the bleeding man, the man bleeding from his head 10 feet from you.
It's incredible how little people noticed that there was,
isn't it?
There was a bleeding man on the ground, and people who were just walking up didn't even
hey, how about a picture? all right.
Hey, we need a group picture before you guys go.
It was really astonishing how little people noticed or cared. We have Anonymous on the line. You have a medical story as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, this doesn't surprise me at all. Hey, guys, good morning. I was at a rehab treatment facility last spring, and while we were having lunch one day, a girl had a seizure. It was pretty bad. She was on the ground actively having a seizure right next to the ice cream machine. And so the majority of us were very concerned, but there were definitely a couple of people who stepped over her body to get ice cream while she was actively having a seizure.
Well, free soft serve.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? And then in the middle of it, a guy comes out and goes like, 10 more minutes of hot dogs, 10 more minutes free hot dog. Exactly. Thank you, Anonymous.
It makes you wonder how often that people see this, that they're just like, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. That's it. Woo. It was scary. It was a scary moment for sure.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm.